that we actually talk back to it. That explain why I'm here. Then I have to keep reminding myself of that because I'm getting thousands and thousands of pieces of information that are saying the opposite. And so I have to constantly remind myself of that. I have to constantly remind myself that not only do I belong here more than anybody else here. Why? Because I have to go through more to get here than they did. Gotta constantly tell yourself those things. And then the other piece is, As I planned everything out, and then I started to do it, right? So if anyone has ever read Stephen Covey's books, White Guy, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, people think it's BS, actually anchored in a lot of good research and science. And the thing that he says that's really powerful to me is this whole idea that things exist twice. First in our minds, and then when we turn it into reality. But you gotta create it in your mind first. So that piece, like that's what we have to do for our lives and for our businesses. Not just for our businesses though, because I want to keep reiterating that. Like it's the whole life. How do you want your kids to be raised? Like what do you want for them? Not to plan their life out for them. Don't do that. Let them plan their own life. But like what kind of life do you want to be able to give them? What kind of experiences do you want them? How do you want your business to meet with everything else in your life? Whether you're still working, and this is your 5 to 9, right? Your business is your 5 to 9, or you're going full speed ahead, 100% full-time in business. You get to define that for yourself. And then the last thing I'll share with you, once I made the leap into full-time, like I'm leaving, a lot of people ask the question, why did you leave the mayor's office? Without getting into all the details, I basically drew some red lines. And I said, if you cross these red lines, that is my indicator that I need to leave. And so when those red lines were crossed, I was like, okay, it's time for me to go. Mm-hmm. And we have this conversation. So I already had a plan for that, though. I'm not encouraging folks to just like, I have red lines. And if you cross them, I'm just going to walk out the door and go home, and my family's going to be happy and pat me on the back for not having a job anymore, but to have a plan, right? And this is part of freedom, right? But freedom's not free. And this is where I'll start to like wrap up and transition into where I'm at now. So the reason I said freedom isn't free is because once you get out there in that open road and it's just you and the creator, God, whatever you believe in, Allah, and it's just out there. It's nothing but space and opportunity. You gotta figure out what the space and opportunity is, right? It's at that moment that you really get to know who you really are, right? There's the who we think we are, and there's the who we really are, right? And in that moment, and in that process, really, it's a process. For me, I found out that like, number one, I definitely can do this because I've done it for the city for 14 years. I've been creating shit for the city for 14 years with nothing. They said, turn this water into wine into you. Okay, cool. I would turn water into wine. If I can't do that for myself, then there's a problem. And I have some questions for myself about like where my commitments are. The other layer is this other piece around where I am now. So where we are now is it's not just me anymore running around chasing speaking engagements and workshops with clients on racism and consulting and really what we did in the beginning. Me, myself, and I, that royal we. In the beginning, we called ourselves consultants. And then I learned from working with clients that's not a smart thing to do when you're doing racism work. Because consultants, when people hear that word, they think, oh, they're gonna come in and fix it. Right? Like, oh, they're just gonna come in, oh, we're so glad you're here, see ya. You're gonna fix it for us. And I'm like, no, but that's not how this works. That's not how anything works, especially not this. So we change and we call ourselves applied learning partners, right? So we're gonna teach you some stuff, we're gonna do some workshops, we're gonna teach you stuff, then we're gonna work with you on specific issue you had as an organization, we're going to apply what you learned to the thing that you have a problem with. And then you're gonna learn how to do it for yourself, for other problems you have, because I know you got a lot of problems, because everything has a lot of problems. And when reframing it that way, that gave us a little more freedom to be more effective with organizations, to manage expectations, right? And then we brought on a project management director. That was the first person I brought on because I know my weaknesses. And it ain't project management. Well, it is project management, actually. And it's not that I'm bad at it. It's just I don't like it. So I brought someone on to like focus on that and to deal with the details of everything. Then I was able to bring someone on to help with managing my calendar and my crazy. I went through a few people on that because I'm crazy as hell. If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm crazy. So we then evolved the position to be a business manager. So our business manager is actually in the room right now. Do you want to identify yourself?
Taylor Andre.
Brought on another person. We have a network of associates that we bring on to work on different contracts. We're in the process of being able to bid on federal contracts, and so we're evolving and growing. But the piece that I want to leave you with is most, this is a quote. If you haven't figured it out yet, I love quotes. Yes. So one of my favorite ones is, most people don't recognize opportunity because it comes disguised as hard work.
Whoa.
And so for me, where I'm at right now is because I was able to see the opportunity in the place that other people worked, right? And so most people are like, racism, why would you want to do a business around racism? Like, how you gonna make money off that? Like, I will show you how to make money off of it, right? And so that's what we're evolving and growing into. So I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share with you in the space my passion, my love, and a small piece of my journey, and I hope that it was helpful for some of you. And I'm going to be here for a while, so if folks have questions, I'm happy to talk about them. Thank you, and I'm going to say, here is the amazing Shauna. Rock it on up here, girl. Show us.